Blog Talk Radio.
Problems.
What a beautiful song by Richard Smallwood, ladies and gentlemen, praying for peace. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, we need the Lord each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute. We need the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started on Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're so excited about you being with us today. Trust you had an awesome day today. If you're here, that means you blessed and highly favored. No doubt about that. Yes. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Prayer Time with Bishop tonight. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tweet out. You've been on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter all day, on your phone for sure all day. Hey, put that number out there, 347-843-4559. I can guarantee at least one person in your family needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. I know I need it. I believe you need it as well. And we're excited about the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. The number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number tonight. Yes. Amen. We always also see that we have scripture tonight. Our scripture is Psalms 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I encourage you to read the entire chapter. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6 coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, want to make sure we don't forget, if you do have a prayer request tonight, for those who are live on the network or listening live via the internet, you can give me an email or chat, whatever you like to do there. We'll be glad to entertain that for you. But also, if you're live on the air right now, hit *1 on your phone later on. If you have a comment or question or a prayer request tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be glad to do that, open up the lines later on. So thank you so much. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop, coming up. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Word of God tonight. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the sinners, way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's the key right there, ladies and gentlemen. And in his law doth he meditate day and night, ladies and gentlemen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit while in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. The godly are not so, but are like chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the word of the Lord from Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his powerful and marvelous word. We thank the Lord for the word tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your minds and hearts together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight again. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We lift your name up and we give you all the glory and honor, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for your anointing that destroy every yoke. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Father, we thank you tonight, God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you now, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, I thank you tonight that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for sound minds tonight. Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word is spirit and it is life. We magnify you for what you've already done. We give you glory and honor. We adore you tonight. And Father, we stand on your word. And Father, your word, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. God, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. But the chastisement of our people was on it, but it's with your stripes we are healed. We thank you tonight, God, as you continue to heal those that are sick. Lord, we thank you for their full recovery right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen them even now, God. We thank you, Lord, for a sound mind, God. We thank you, Lord, your words that let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ tonight, God. Lord, your words say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father, we give you praise tonight and we glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, we thank you, God, for no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you heal, as you deliver, as you set free. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And God, in the name of Jesus, we call a miracle soul. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the manifestation of the miracle tonight. We thank you, God, as you deliver tonight in the name of Jesus. We call it so. Well, God, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus for that life tonight. That person that have cancer, that person, God, have sugar diabetes, that person that have high blood pressure. We plead the blood of Jesus against that disease tonight. And Father God, we thank you, God, for this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, that you hear it us. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you your word will not return void. We thank you for your miracle being manifested even now. We thank you, God, you're healing that individual tonight that has cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, all other type of diseases. You are healing them and you're making them whole even now. We stand in the gap and we intercede tonight on their behalf. We intercede, God, we call the miracle to take place according to your word. Lord, you said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, oh Heavenly Father. We glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, God, we thank you tonight. Your word is spirit and life. Your word is powerful, God. Your word is the living God. Your word is a consuming fire. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We give you glory for it tonight. That person that even they have COVID-19, God, we pray for their full recovery tonight. We pray for their miracle to take place in their life tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you split them the light. God, you thank you, God, as you open up the airways tonight. Father, the Bokondo, see, Kondo, see, come to the base. I don't know, Grande, I see, Morocco. Father God, we stand in agreement tonight and we thank you for that person being delivered and set free. We thank you for souls even tonight, God. You're saving to the utmost, God. We thank you. You are delivering them, God. In the name of Jesus, We pray for the backsliders, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for their full return to you. Father, we thank you tonight. Hey, God, we thank you tonight, God. We pray for family members tonight. Oh, God, you are healer, God. You are deliverer, God. You are keeper, Lord. You are savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We just stand under you, God. We stand on your word tonight, God. We decree and declare it is already done, God. We give you praise for it tonight, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Father, look on that child tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood for their safety, God. We plead the blood for their deliverance, God. We plead the blood for our healing, Lord. We give you glory and honor tonight, Lord. We call it so even now, God, as you test their hearts, Lord, as you test their bodies, oh God, as you test their minds, oh God. Oh God, your mind regulator, God. In the name of Jesus, we call those things to be not as though they already are. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word, God. So shall your word be, that goeth forth out of our mouth shall not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper. It will manifest itself. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for the minds of the people, oh God. We pray, God, keep their minds in perfect peace that stayed on you, oh Heavenly Father. We glorify you, God, for your power, God. We glorify you, God, for your matter act, Lord. We glorify you, God, for your miracle working power. Father, we call it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the children that's going to school. We pray for their protection, oh God. We pray for their minds, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus for their safety, Lord. We pray for the faculty members, the teachers, oh Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, let your blood prevail, Lord. Your blood prevail in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for we pray for that man tonight, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you set him free, oh Heavenly Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you heal that heart. Restore we pray for the body of Christ tonight, God. Let your blood prevail, Lord. Let your blood prevail, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds tonight, that you're raising up another generation, God. We pray for our young men, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, we not alone. Father, we pray out of our quota. Father, young people tonight, God, have a more of a day. Have your way in their life, God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it tonight, God. We pray a little more. God, your word said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, your word is a consuming fire. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you tonight, God. We lift your name up tonight, God. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before going. As smoke is driven away, let them drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be joyed. Let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly be glad. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. We plead the blood for souls tonight. We plead the blood, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we pray about Kondosa. We panere de Kondosia. We call it the Kondosa. We call it the Moshia Padilla. Yes, God, La Patia La Boko. God, your word says, call it the Moshe. God, we thank you, Lord. Your word says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Your word says, God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle-working power. We thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, on the Mokota. You finally be condo see about. Yes, finally be condo Moshe. We pray for our government, God. We pray for the president of the United States. Oh, God, we pray for America, God. We need you as never before, God. We need you, Lord, on the condo see. Reign it in the condo see. We condo the Mokondo see. You know the little community of see. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, oh God. We give you glory and honor, God, this day you have made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. We will exalt your name above every name, God. We will give you praise because you alone is worthy. We thank you for every blessing, oh God. We thank you for every promise, oh God. We thank you for another more Kotapa. We thank you for another day of Kotapa. We thank you for more Sikoro Labata. We thank you for good health, God. We thank you for sound minds, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight, God. Have your way, Labo Sikaba. Ela Labokondo Sibalibia. Rendir Labokondo Sia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood. We plead of Okondo Sibalade. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Gisandolo. And Father, we thank you for every door that's being opened. We thank you for every way that's being provided. We thank you for every miracle that's at play. We thank you for all your goodness and mercy, Lord. We thank you for each step that of the Mokondo Sat. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight, God. Have your way, oh God. Watch over us, your Lord. Keep us on the Lord of us. Keep our minds, of God. Stay on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we forever give you glory. We adore you for your goodness. We adore you for your word. We praise you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord. We pray for the Lamokondo Siaba. You have not given us a spirit of fear. We pray against that spirit that come to believe. We pray about in the name of Jesus. We stand firm on your word. We stand firm on your word. We stand firm on your word. We thank you for your word, God. When everything else fails, God, your word is everlasting, God. Your word is eternal, God. And we believe you, God. And we take at your word. And we give you praise for us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. That was the power of prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop. He, ladies and gentlemen, he just prayed for you tonight, amen. We prayed for our family members, ladies and gentlemen. We prayed for our neighbors, our neighborhood, our county, our city, our state, ladies and gentlemen, and all around the country and around the world, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you now know and understand the power of prayer. We must continue to pray in the name of Jesus. We must continue to pray. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well tonight. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that time for prayer. Praise the Lord. Comes from Bishop Crenshaw. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage all of us that are listening tonight. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to encourage all of us, praise God, in this hour, in this season, amen, that we focus on, amen, the will and the purpose that God has charged our lives, that we will be fervent in learning how to separate, praise God, our assignment from the chaos that's going on in the world. We must learn how to separate ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Separate ourselves. We yet have an assignment in the midst of what's going on, in the midst of things that are happening in the world, in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of the things that we see happening in the government. Praise God. Amen. Everything that we see happening, we as a people and the church, say that the church, in the body of Christ, we yet have an assignment. So God, how do we stay focused? How? And sometimes we may be even challenged with the things that we may be experiencing, even on our jobs. Amen. Maybe speaking to somebody tonight, and maybe challenged with some things that's happening in the workplace, and you're trying to figure out how God's going to fix it. I come to tell you tonight that God is going to fix it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't allow it, praise God, to separate you from your God-given assignment. What's the first thing we must do? Just what we did tonight. We got to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord said, then he's going to hear from heaven, heal their land, and forgive our sins. Amen. Praise God. We must continue to pray, praise God. And secondly, we must allow our minds to be transformed, that we don't have the mind of this world. We got to be very, very careful in this season, praise God, that we don't get caught up in the web, amen, into allowing ourselves to be melting into the melting pot of the things that are happening in this evil world. We can so easily sometimes find ourselves blending in when the Lord has called us out to make a difference. Amen. That purpose that God has placed upon your life, it is to make a difference. So we got to be transformed. The Bible says it in Romans the 12th chapter, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of the mind, that ye may prove. How are we going to prove it? What is that? What is that what? That good, that acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Just because it's good, it may not be acceptable. Oh, my God. Just because, amen, we feel it's acceptable, it may not be acceptable to God, and it may not necessarily be his perfect will. So God is calling us as the body of Christ into the fullness and the wholeness to evaluate, praise God, as when it comes to our assignment, that we must evaluate what is that good, that acceptable, and that perfect will of God. What are we giving to God? What product are we presenting to him? Praise God. Amen. And it's going to come through, praise God, allowing our spirits not to get caught up into the chaos that's happening in this world, but to seek God. Amen. As the psalmist says, we pray for peace. My peace I give with you, the word of the Lord said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives you. The world can't give us peace. Amen. The world can't even give us what they think they have the ability to give us. Amen. The sovereignty of what we need is locked up in God and him alone. Praise God, because he created the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And it don't belong to man. It belongs to God. Man wants to try to possess the fullness of the sovereignty of God. Amen. But the sovereignty of God belongs to the Almighty, the Creator. Praise God. In him we live, move, and have our being. Not in a system. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. He's the beginning and ending. He's the first and the last. He's out there. And it's not going to change. He's still God. So I encourage you tonight. Amen. Keep the faith. Praise God. Bind the spirit of fear. Allow our minds to be transformed by the word of God and the power of God. And most of all, that we pray and we seek the face of God. And let the peace of God abide on the inside and bind every spirit of fear. For the word of the Lord is that not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And above all, keep the love of God. keep the love of God. No greater force on the earth than the love of God. Keep the love of God fresh in your heart and in your spirit, holding fast to the promises of Almighty God and not letting go of your assignment. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much, as always, delivering that word, ladies and gentlemen, delivering that word of wisdom, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. In these times, we need wisdom, but also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we need execution of the word of the Lord, and that's what the prayer is all about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, and we're excited about you being with us tonight. Let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that we don't forget anybody. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone before we turn it back over to Bishop. Hit *1 on your phone if you like. And I want to give you a few seconds there to respond to that. If you have a question, comment, or a prayer request, we want to make sure I don't miss you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is so good. He is good. And he is in charge, ladies and gentlemen. That fact, we heard on the radio a while back in the metro Atlanta that the devil doesn't like it, but he ain't in charge, ladies and gentlemen. He is not in charge. So know that God is in charge of everything. Praise his wonderful name. The devil's defeated by the blood of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. The blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for that word of encouragement from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We give God the glory and the honor for all of what he is doing. As we continue to pray, and seek the face of God, know God is doing great things in this season of our lives. Let us be prepared for what God is doing and what he wants to do in our lives. Everyone be blessed, be encouraged, and know God is the answer, and you will make it through. God bless you. We love you. Praying for you. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer of encouragement and intention. Thank God for the word of intention tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We must stay in the word of God. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great rest of the evening. No doubt about that. Bishop and Doc have set the pace for you to have a great evening. Also a great weekend coming up as well. Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning and also Sunday evening on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We want you to continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Pray without ceasing, the word of God says. Pray without ceasing. Amen. All right. Praise God. We're going to leave you with a wonderful song from Miss Beverly Crawford. Praise Jehovah. God bless you, everybody. Take care now. Bye-bye.
For what he's done. Come on, worship the Lord with me tonight.
Beverly Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Jehovah. And ladies and gentlemen, let's have that time with the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. And just continue to praise him in your own special way directly unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll see you next time. And Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Saturday and Sunday. And we just want you to enjoy your wonderful life tonight and also this weekend as well. God bless you. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, everyone. Take care. Thank you so much. Let's get a Lord hand clap of praise as we close out tonight. That Jesus is Lord. God bless you. See you next time. Bye-bye.